WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenToTheRef.com presents the Rights Football Show, featuring comments from head coach Corey Brunson and a member of this year's team. This show is brought to you by Kim Schnell Neunemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, Andy Hoppe Sales Executive, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Akerski. All things are going well for the Panthers to start 2024. Rights Football is 4-0, and this is Week 5 of the Rights Football Show. All brought to you by Kim Schnell Neunemaker Insurance, Andy Hape with BSN Sports, United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and Southwest Graphics. We're going to break down the 28-12 win from last Friday against North with the head coach Corey Brunson. Get ready for this upcoming Friday against Central. And again, I'm Brad Klein filling in for Dan Agursic. We're going to have some fun here on 97.7, ListenToTheRef.com, and the WREF mobile app. We'll take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Rights Football's weekly show, Week 5, right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Kim Schnell Neunemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wright's, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-47. 741132.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on Week 5 of the Rights Football Show with the head coach, Corey Brunson. I'm Brad Klein, filling in for Dan Agursky. Happy to be with you. Hey, coach, really appreciate your time.
Hey, no problem. Anytime.
So it's good, I'd imagine, here in Week 5 to be able to say you're 4-0 after a 28-12 win at North, second road game of the year in the Huskies. Off to a bit of a tough start, but they're still the Huskies. What did it take to get a win against North?
They're a good ball club. You know, they fly around. They're very physical. You know, I was kind of pleased on some things they did. We got some things we got to work on, but definitely it's always tough to go to North and to play well and win. And I mean, you know, any team in the conference, it's always tough to go on the road, but depth is a lot of good things we saw Friday night, and we made some plays that we needed to, but depth is a hard fought ball game. I'm glad we came out on top.
I feel like Ben Davies is still trying to find his footing, you know, got off to a delayed start after missing the first two games of the year. He goes 5 of 9, 140 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. What do you make of his performance against North in the 28-12 win last Friday?
I mean, I thought he did some good things well that first half. I agree. You know, this is just his second game back, and he's throwing the ball well. And I thought pass protection, the guys up front gave him time to find our receivers, and receivers ran good routes and made some big plays. So I thought, you know, he definitely was finding his rhythm and kind of playing the way I think he could play.
Again, we're here on Week 5 of the Rights Football Show with the head coach, Corey Brunson, after the Panthers took down the Huskies of North 28-12, the second consecutive game that Wright scored 28 points. But, you know, again, we've talked about Ben Davies and his return, and you're still using Jamondre Johnson in there, who really filled in very well as the reserve quarterback for Davies when he'd missed the first two games, and couldn't ask for anything more out of Johnson, I'd imagine, for nearly 70 yards. And he's really dynamic there as a weapon. You can use him on the ground. You can use him in the air as a receiver or as a pass thrower. So how have you gone about using him with Davies back?
I mean, yeah, Jamondre can do, you know, we'll play him at receiver, play him at QB at times. You know, he threw some balls here tonight and caught a touchdown. He's an athletic kid and can make plays as a receiver. And when you put him in a kind of a wildcat package where he comes at QB and does some things, he's definitely a good weapon to have, and he does a lot of good things out there.
You know, Coach, focusing on the offense here, and I get it because Ben Davies is back and people are excited about that, but the defense stands tall and only giving up the two touchdowns to North, one in the second quarter, one in the fourth when the game was pretty much sealed. How would you grade the defense?
Well, they did a great job. You know, we kind of challenged it this week because their run game with Rucker was, he was leading the conference. In rushing, so it was definitely a challenge. Hey, to we can slow them down, and I think he may have had around maybe 30 yards, I think, give or take. So we definitely challenged the defense. They had a great week of practice, and showed. I thought they flew around, and they definitely did a good job of containing him and their run game.
Yeah, limiting Rucker to 35 yards on the ground. Luke Grayson, the senior, getting the credit for the two touchdowns and nearly 70 yards on the ground for 10 carries for the quarterback. And so North, you know, they did a few things right as far as trying to limit you guys. But it feels like Wrights is still at the top of this league. How are the guys, the players, feeling about this 4-0 start? Because on the one hand, no blemishes on the schedule. On the other hand, I know that you guys as a coaching staff are still trying to preach some things and take this team to the next level. How would the players look at themselves in the mirror today on this Monday?
Well, I mean, they feel good. Obviously, we're 4-0, but they know that, we haven't put that complete game together. You know, each week, there's definitely some things that we've improved on and got better, but there's still a lot of mistakes we're making. We got to hopefully get better and clean that up. And, but our goal is, each week to play a little better, correct mistakes from the week before. And I think it could be really interesting or scary how good we can be if that one of those nights where it clicks and we don't have those type of mistakes.
So far, Friday has belonged to the Wrights Panthers for the past four Fridays. They're 4-0. We're going to talk to Will Friday on the other side of this upcoming break. This is Week 5 of the Wrights Football Show here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance, and as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wrights, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week 5 of the Rights Football Show with Will Friday. I'm Brian Klein. Happy to be with you. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Doing good.
Really appreciate your time. All right, the team is 4-0. You're one of the upperclassmen leaders of this roster. How's the group feeling? Yes, no blemishes on the schedule, but what about the X's and O's of it and how you guys have gone about it and what you've actually put on tape?
We're doing pretty good. We're just struggling with numbers and having to do a lot of people going both ways, but we're doing pretty good. A little bit of injuries here and there, but we're doing fine. I think we'll keep pushing through and we'll just keep taking every week by week, and take every team head on.
Coming off of this big win, 28-12 against North, again, to move you guys to 4-0, it doesn't happen without the defense, and it might not happen the way it did, certainly, without your performance. A fumble caused, a fumble recovered. Take me through the play and take me through your night.
So I was going against some pretty big guards North's had, but I just had to face them, and my job was to shoot the gaps and hold my ground. So I shot through the gap and went through, and I was pretty much wide open, and I was going to either hit that running back really hard or got that fumble, and he dropped it. So I just fell right on the ball and got it.
That's got to be one of those moments. You know, you're in there and you're in the trenches and you're doing the dirty work, and honestly, you don't get to touch the football that much. When you do, something crazy is happening. For you, what was that like? Because I'd imagine it has to be one of the highlights of your decorated career. Am I right?
Yeah, it shocked me. I got through the line a few times. That shocked me. I was wide open, but it's just what happens.
So, what's the celebration like for a big man when he gets the football?
I mean, it gets you pretty happy, but, you know, it was a tough game, so I got pretty hyped, but I just kept it going.
Keep on getting the football. Again, when you have it, something good is happening for Wrights, and that's what I'd imagine the Panther fans want to see. Week 5 here of the Wrights Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein filling in for Dan Agurski. So, Will, as you look forward to this upcoming Friday against Central, what do you think needs to happen in this week of preparation to get ready for the Bears and try and move on to 5-0?
I think we just got to keep having a good practice and just keep everyone's head up and make sure we stay clear of injuries and just take Friday like every Friday and just don't let anything down.
How many times, I'm not going to make a joke about it, I'm asking you how many people have made jokes about you playing high school football on Friday and your last name being Friday. I'm not going to go there, but tell me how many people have.
I think a few people have, but not, people don't talk about it much, but
okay.
A few people definitely have.
Okay, all right, that's good. Well, Friday here on WREF, getting ready for Friday. There you go, I just did it. Against Central and Wrights 4-0, trying to move on to 5-0. Hey, Will, really, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win, yes, the fumble recovery, absolutely, and looking forward to seeing what you and the rest of the defense put out on tape after only allowing 2 touchdowns on the road against North. Things are looking up for Wrights football.
Yep, thank you.
You got it. All right, we take a step aside. Corey Brunson, the head coach, waiting on deck to talk about the Bears in more depth right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Whites, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they know the importance of success and how to achieve a winning tradition. And now they have added to their already wide selection of school apparel for students and fans. Check out the hoodies with the logos of your favorite high school team. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they also do custom screen printing and embroidery for all the area high schools and also take advantage of their discount racks now in store. Southwest Graphics, 2229 West Franklin Street. Phone 812-425-5104, a proud sponsor of local athletics.
Wrapping up shop here on the Wrights Football Show, Week 5 on WREF, and we're here with the head coach, Corey Brunson. After a 4-0 start, big target on your back, I'd imagine, but, Coach, you have a week to prepare for Central, a team that has a little bit more momentum at this stage of the season than maybe we're used to seeing from Brandon Artis' squad. So, against Central, what do you have in store for Friday?
Another big week. We finally get, we're back at home again. It's always good. We're playing in the bowl. The Central's definitely, I feel, from last year, this year's definitely improved. They got some athletic kids, and they got some guys that can, if you don't do things right, they can take it to the house, and defensively they fly around. So they're doing some good things. Also a sectional opponent. So, it's definitely a team that we can definitely, see again in the tournament. So it's a big week. Big game for us.
Coach, you've been around the block, and I know that you know what it takes to win in this league and that every game is important, that every game is a test. So Central on Friday could be a test for sure. My question to you is, do you sense any of your guys, the players, looking ahead to the week after against Castle? This would qualify in the sports media business. We'd qualify this as potentially a trap game with Castle looming 2 weeks from now.
I was going to stress to them. Central is the team we're facing, and I think maybe in the past, talk about like in the playoffs a little bit. Sometimes I feel some of the players may have took the team lightly, thinking ahead, and obviously it bit us. So hopefully these guys have been 2 year starters, been part of those teams, have learned. So I feel. After that, we won't take Central lightly. It's going to be a hard-fought ball game. We're not looking ahead at Castle. It's Central's on the plate, and they're good. They're a good team. They'll definitely improve. If we don't do things right, I think it'll be a ball game.
Coach, you say they're improved, and there is something tangible to that in that they have that win, the first win since 2021 for this program, so really trying to resuscitate Central football. Brandon Artis doing a pretty good job. Like I said, there's some momentum around the Bears program right now. When you turn on tape and when you talk to other coaches about what Central is putting out there for four quarters every single Friday, what do you see as the main difference between Central football then and Central football now?
Number one, I feel he's got more kids out from the last year to this year. I feel it's definitely more, I'll say organized, but just more or less meaning, it's year two. Always at year one, it's always kind of a mess just trying to get your system in place. I've done that while I was at Harrison, Mount Vernon here. Always at year one is just trying to get everybody, into your system, doing the things you want practice-wise and all that. So to me, they look much more, organized and doing the things that he wants done. They're doing a good job. So You know, I think they're definitely really have improved, and Coach Harris is doing a great job over there, and they're playing, they're doing some things right.
All right, Coach, we've been talking about Central, rightfully so, because that's the test on Friday for your team, Wrights. But let's talk about the Panthers here. Fill in the blanks, Mad Libs. If Wrights blanks against Central on Friday, they walk out of there 5-0 and with some more momentum going into that big game against Castle for the next week.
I think if we just can take care of the football and, you know, eliminate the silly penalties. I think that's kind of been the theme each week, and we've gotten a little better in the penalty department, but the other night versus North, I think we had three or four turnovers, and you know, just we can't have that. So we definitely got to take care of the football and eliminate the silly penalties.
That's Corey Brunson, the Wrights head football coach here on WREF Week 5 of the Wrights Football Show. A shout-out to Coach Brunson and Will Friday for taking the time. Hey, Coach, really, really appreciate the time, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it. All right, you've been listening to Week 5 of the Wrights Football Show on WREF. You have been listening to the Wrights Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Kim Schnell Nudemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, Andy Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Wrights Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.